Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know one of the first nice cars the Lord let me get after we'd been in the ministry a few years. It was a sports car. I wanted to keep it clean, so I was washing it for the nth time that week, and polishing it. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, if you don't quit spending so much time with this thing, I'm going to regret I let you have it. Well, I dropped the sponge. Things should have a place. Is that right? And it should be down here. And I don't love cars. I don't love houses. I don't love things. I can like them. I can enjoy them. I can use them. But I love God. And I love people. And money can be a good servant, but it's a terrible God. It's a lousy God. But thinking too much about money chokes the word out of people's lives. Somebody say, by the grace of God, not me. And see, you can think, well, I don't think so much about money. Maybe not on the side you think I'm talking about, but you can think about all night and day how to save a dollar. Isn't that thinking about money? I'm still thinking about money. And just grieve for 2 weeks because you paid $50 too much. Yeah. You bought it and you found out it was on sale over there and you go, oh. Reckon how upset the Lord really is over that 50 bucks. No. Yeah, people drive all the way across town to save 5 cents on a gallon of gas. And here's where it gets worse. Wind up going through an intersection in a part of town they shouldn't even have been in and have an accident. People don't think about these things. Shouldn't even have been there. But they're not led by the Spirit. They were led by a nickel a gallon. They didn't even pray. They didn't even check their heart. I've seen people leave a good church where their marriage got restored and their babies got healed. Leave, go across the country for a job paying $3 an hour more, and they didn't even have a church that they could go to that they believed in. That's ignorance. And that's thinking about money above everything else. That's putting money, making decisions based on money. If I make decisions based on price, I'm not being led by the Spirit. I'm going to say that again slowly. If I make my decisions based on price and cost, I'm being led by what? Price. Dollar. I'm not being led by the Spirit. There are times the Spirit of God leads you to pay more. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The least expensive one is not always the cheapest one. Especially when you got to fix it 3 times. Take it back twice. Come on, y'all with me. Mm-hmm. Have I digressed or what? What are we talking about? Is this important or not?
Yes.
This can choke the word out of our life so it doesn't get results. This thinking about money night and day. Being obsessed with money and things can choke the word out of our life. What else did he say would choke the word out of your life? Pleasures. He said in Luke, he said pleasures of life. In Matthew, he didn't mention it that way. In Mark 4, he said, this is Young's literal, he said desires concerning other things. Desires. Go to 1 John 2, please. 1 John 2. How many believe we're making progress? Do we want a harvest of the Word of God? What do we know among other things we have to do? We got to get these weeds out. We can't let them take up the soil of our heart and choke out the Word. In 1 John 2 and 15, he said, love not the world, 1 John 2:15, neither the things that are in the world. Now, the emphasis on these things that choke out the Word were things in this life. In this life, he kept saying. In this, we could say, in this world, in this age, in this life. And here he says, don't love the world. That's one reason I mentioned that word. I changed my vocabulary a number of years ago. I quit saying I love anything. I don't love pizza. I don't love sports. I don't love a car or a thing. I love God. I love people. I love His Word. I love His things. I don't love things in the world. I can have them. I can use them. I can enjoy some of them, but I don't love them. And one of the things he emphasizes here, he said, if a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Can you see? The love for God is displaced by love for the world. This is a picture of what we read about in the parable. If I love the world too much, that's going to push out the love for the Father. Verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust or desire of the flesh and the lust, desire of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world passes away and the lust and desire thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. How many believe it is true that everything down here, all of the cars and the houses and the clothes and the jewelry and the glitter and the glitz, it's about to be gone? Do you believe it or not? It is a flash in the pan. So why should we idolize it? Dream about it night and day and long after it. We must keep in front of us that this is very, very temporary. Yes. That's why he said, we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen, because the things that are seen are temporal, temporary. What does that mean? Now you see them, now you don't. Everything. And the scripture said, we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we're not going to take anything out of this world. Like one fellow said, you never saw a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Why? There is no need. And you wouldn't want to anyway. Your good stuff is in heaven. You would, if you could take some of this stuff with you. When you got it there, you'd think, why did I bring this? Why did I bring this? This shouldn't be here. This doesn't go.
What's the matter for me?
Huh? So everything down here, everything, even the most expensive and the best of the best, is like a gallon of milk. It's got a date on it. Is that right? It's only good for a little while, and then all of it's going to melt with fervent heat. We're all out of here. So you don't want stuff sitting in your garage for 30 years that could be blessing somebody. You don't want stuff sitting in your closet that somebody that you're not wearing, and or even if you are wearing it, but that somebody, they have it on their vision list. Maybe you hadn't worn it in 2 years, but to them it's dreamy because they never had one.
Amen.
Things in your jewelry box. You see people, they save their good china for 40 years. And then die and go, and their grandkids go, what are we going to do with this? I don't want it. Do you want it? Saving it for what? For when? When? Acting like they're going to live down here forever and for millennia after millennia. Oh, honey, you're here. God time. Maybe another hour. To him, 1,000 years is like a day. So a full length of 100 years plus would be like a couple of hours to him. So if you're middle-aged, you got about an hour left. Honey, you better go ahead and use them plates.
That's right.
better... And I'm not just talking about using, I'm talking about giving. I'm talking about giving, sharing, letting other people use, letting other people enjoy. But what if they put a scratch? What if they put a scratch? See, you think too much of it. It's too big of a deal to you. And if the Lord deals with you to sow your baby, do it. Do it. Why? He's not trying to take something away from you. They make new ones. New ones are improved. They make them every day. What am I talking about, though? I'm talking about you. Something happens in your heart when you turn loose of those things that were too precious to you. You get free from things, and you demonstrate, I care more about people than I do things. And you open up to where God can bless you with more things and better things, and they just keep flowing through you, and other people get blessed with better stuff around you. Because you just keep coming up and coming up, and the word isn't choked in you. Go to 1 Corinthians 7. Now, there's so much we could talk about if there were time and we were supposed to, but you're going to 1 Corinthians 7. Put on the screen for us 2 Timothy 4:10, please. Because this happened in Paul's life. It happened in Jesus' life. We like to sit up in church and think, oh, you know, people are not really that hung up on money and things. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Never underestimate people's hunger and desire for money and things and stuff.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.